All righty then, we are getting ready to chit-chat with the Chamber, you know, and we had a lot of fun. They cut the ribbon to that, what we just talked about, the Jerome County Fair, and they did that earlier this week, and some people showed up. How much fun was that?
That was a lot of fun. We had a great crowd, and they served great food, and we just had a great time networking.
Yeah, a lot of people were there, and had some good burgers, and oh man, like cheeseburgers. If you didn't like cheese, just regular burgers, but yeah, that was good stuff, I'm telling you what. And so we want to thank those guys for hosting that, and that was a lot of fun. We're going to talk today about personal branding. We just went live on Facebook, so if you have any questions, you want to get in here, I'll keep an eye on the Facebook over there. And I don't know if they can see Cheryl. I don't know. There, Cheryl, you know, my camera, I got to scroll up here while you talk among yourselves here so we can see each other. Oh, look, my microphone's right in front of you.
Yeah,
there,
there you go.
There's Cheryl. Okay. There's Cheryl. Okay. All right, Cheryl, personal branding. What do you got to say about that?
People, you know, question what personal branding really is. And whether you're looking for a new career or promotion, 93% of employers review a candidate's social profile before they make a hiring decision.
Wow, really?
55% of employers said that they would reconsider a candidate based on their social profiles.
So keep it clean, keep it professional.
Absolutely. You need to keep it clean. One of the things that depends on your generation, some people are really good at tooting their own horn and saying what their accomplishments are.
Sure.
And other people, like me, kind of like to be in the background and don't like to, you know, say, look at me, I've done this, this, and this.
Right.
You know, but we need to become comfortable in sharing our accomplishments, because that isn't arrogance. That is how you're going to get noticed and be able to move forward.
Right.
So when you define your brand, it means really is that you need to say who you are, what your values are, and what your strengths are. What are you an expert in?
Right. And make sure you make that clear.
Yeah. Clear and concise. You know, right. So it says, what are your top three core values? And then it says, depict two social media platforms.
Okay.
And they say only two. You want one that has the most engagement and one that will allow you to showcase your expertise. So, for example, if you're trying to be a food blogger and a food influencer, Instagram is your method of choice. If you're wanting to target a different type of audience, like in this area, Facebook is really used in businesses and stuff like that.
Right.
And you get a lot of engagement.
A lot of Facebook here.
A lot of Facebook. One of the things that people don't realize, yes, you don't have to have a website, you don't have to have your own personal blog to be getting your expertise out there. LinkedIn, when you do a post, gives you the opportunity to write your own article right on your LinkedIn page.
Okay.
And so the more that you can showcase where your expertise is, the better, because they will check that. Then communicate your message. You really need, if somebody asks you, Paul, what do you do?
Right. Well, I've done a lot, but right now radio is my big thing.
Okay.
So, yes, radio.
So, but what do you do in radio?
In radio, I don't know. I control the radio station right now, doing, you know, being a DJ, I guess. I don't know. On-air host, I'd have to think about this, because there's a whole lot of stuff that I do.
See, it's making you stop and think, and you need to be able to answer it in two sentences or less.
I'd have to think hard,
in a very succinct manner. So, for example, if somebody asks, what do I do? I'm the executive director for the Chamber of Commerce, and the Chamber's mission
is... And she makes lists very well. I'm just going to throw that out there. You're a great organizer.
Thank you. The Chamber's mission is to connect people and businesses together.
Right.
That's straight to the point and gives a clear snapshot on what we do. But I'm glad you made the comment to the list thing, because going back to people who aren't very good at taking recognition.
Right.
Right. Somebody might view that as, you're a great organizer. Oh, well, I'm just doing my job. That's nothing special. That's nothing unique about me.
Oh, trust me. Yes, I can appreciate your organization.
Exactly. To somebody else, that is a huge skill set.
Uh-huh.
So you need to make sure that you're not beating yourself up and you're looking at saying, I am a fantastic organizer. My little cubicle or office is so super neat compared to the person next to me. And it's nothing to slight saying, oh, I'm so much better. It's just that you've got a specific skill set.
Right.
And then, of course, the last one, we hear this all the time, is being authentic.
Yeah.
And what does that really mean, to be authentic?
Not to try to pufferize, I guess would be a
pufferize. I love that word. It's really being true to yourself, both in your personal life and your work. So the person that you represent is the same person all the time around, because right. people recognize fakes very quickly,
yeah,
and very easily. There's so much more. There is a YouTube clip.
I was going to say, I'm sure you have it on your. You're organized. You have it on your website.
It's on the blog, but there is a YouTube clip where they've got somebody. I've got it. It's a 5-minute clip, and she gives tips on how to create your own strong personal brand with or without social media.
I find that where?
On visitjeromeidaho.com.
All right, business of the week. Let's go to the country club.
Oh, I had so much fun going down to Blue Lakes Country Club. They were fantastic and of course, very warm and gracious, and they took us on a tour.
Got to see where they fixed the golf carts.
Oh, they took us, they put us on a golf course and in a golf cart, and off we went, and then we got to tour the golf course. I even got to see the Prine family.
I was going to say, there is a Prine family memorial there.
Yeah.
And the whole Prine family, I think, is there. So that is cool.
It's not,
for the most part.
Something that they have marked that people can find, but it was a very unique experience.
Yeah, that is, and that's a neat thing.
And they talked a lot about, and this is something that your listeners may not know, you don't have to be a golfer to have a membership there. Oh, they have what they call social memberships. So, for example, they've got the dueling pianos that we're performing down there.
Oh,
so if you have a social membership, then you can participate in some of the entertainment and stuff that they have.
All right, moving on.
Movie night tonight, brought to you by Colin Sharp at State Farm Insurance. They are showing Onward at ICCU Park. Starts at dusk. If you have not seen this film, it is great fun. My teenager and I just laugh, so it's a fun family film.
All right, one more thing we're going to talk about, and that's the Joe Mama's Car Show coming up this next weekend. It's Friday and Saturday, and this year they're putting it as part of the fair for Friday. It's the rib eating contest.
Yeah.
And then Saturday they're at the park, right?
Yeah. So Friday they're going to be down at the fairgrounds with the rib eating contest. At Business After Hours, they said that they can always use more teams for the rib eating. The ribs are going to be there. They're going to be fantastic. And you can go onto the Joe Mama's website for all the information. And then, of course, like Paul said, on Saturday they're going to be at ICCU and Veteran Memorial Park as usual.
Mm-hmm.
They're encouraging people to make sure that we follow the, keep it safe rules, masks, social distancing, all that stuff.
And it's all free.
It's all free. It's going to be a great time. And so that will kick off Saturday morning, I want to say about 10.
Okay. So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get the cars in there. They're down there early on. I live just a block away, and you can hear them firing them up because they're all proud of how loud they are.
So. How loud they are. They park them. I mean, they got to park those in really tight. But it is a neat experience to walk down and look at all the cars and look at some of the beautiful restorations that people have invested on some of these vehicles.
That is neat. All right. Well, let's tell everybody how to get a hold of Cheryl at the Chamber.
208-324-2711.
All right. Well, thank you, Cheryl. Appreciate it.
Like what you